Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You might not see him in person, but he'll see you just the same.
That's a little band from Texas bringing this back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Stephen Gaffney is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president, CEO of Stephen Gaffney Group. He is the author of Honesty Sells. He's also the author of Become a Champion, Mastering Momentum, Honesty Works, Just Be Honest. You're starting to get the picture. That's what he works on, helping people put their best foot forward with honesty. Stephen, thanks again for being here. We're talking about ideas and how to get out of your own way, how to avoid some mistakes. And let's talk about customers now.
Yeah, so the three biggest mistakes I see out there in small business, but even big businesses, and people might debate me on the top three, but essentially these are big issues. One is incestuous thinking. Second, being customer-focused. Now, I know people say, but you got to be customer-focused. Well, here's what I'm talking about. I think many people suffer from pleaseitis, and that's the propensity to please. Mm-hmm. You know, your customer says one thing, and you say, okay, but, you know, that may not be the best thing for your customer. Let me give you an example. I had a customer call, a potential customer that turned into a big client of ours, who what she wanted was a strategy for profitable growth. No problem. We can do the strategy. But when I asked her questions about what was really going on, what the real issue was, her leadership team, the people that were reporting to her, were not working as a team. They were working as a committee. Mm-hmm. You know, a committee wins or loses separately. A team wins or loses together. And they didn't have that synergy and approach. So actually that was impacting, and they were making many mistakes. They weren't moving forward, taking too long, accelerate speed, and everything else. So what I recommended was working with their leadership team along with a strategy, but really working with the leadership team, and it transformed the organization. My point is we have to watch out from suffering from pleaseitis, because we're actually not helping our customer. So what we need to be is focus on what are the true needs, and really that happens when we look at the second big thing, right, first pleaseitis related to customer focus, and that is looking at what we love to do and what we're great at. So if we just are so customer-focused, we may be tempted to just go off the reservation, so to speak. But if we look at our core business and what brings value to our customer, and looking at that and looking internally and doing great at that, that actually can help. So I'm not saying ignore the customer, but I'm saying look at pleaseitis and looking at what we love to do and great at, and that's the core of our business.
Well, especially if you feel like you're not being effective, if you're not being successful, it's possible that you're doing both of those things. You're either you got the pleaseitis thing, or maybe you're not paying attention to what the customer really wants, or you're not focused on you've allowed pleaseitis to take you out of your focus. Right? Is that what you're saying? Out of what you're the best at, your core competency.
Yeah, and here's my great example to prove what
I'm saying.
See,
this happens, Stephen. This happens a lot in the early stages of a small business.
Yeah, but I think it happens a lot to all kinds of business.
But especially a company that hasn't completely found its niche. You know what I mean? They haven't really gotten their true calling yet. They think they know, but they're trying to find out between what they want to do and what the market will let them do. They haven't quite found that yet, and they wind up doing too many things.
Yeah, I want to give you a business example and a personal example. First, the business example I want to cite is Apple, which now is what is the most valued company in the world.
Yep.
I forget the exact statistics, but people want to look it up, but it's amazing. And so what you look at, when Steve Jobs, he didn't say, look, what is the customer and all this stuff, and let's do focus groups. I'm not saying they ignored the customer, but they looked at what is maybe people not saying. What might a customer want? So we look at inventions like the iPad and many things like that. They actually broke the mold, and part of that was knowing what the company was really great at, being creative, insightful, predicting trends, and things of that, and everybody else can have their different take of Apple. But my point in bringing that is they knew their core business, and here's what's interesting. When Steve Jobs wasn't around, and they actually came out with some products and things that were just off base, and actually they got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you look at your core business, how are you moving forward? My own personal example is, you know, what we're off the charts great at is this whole open, honest communication. that we apply to teams, change, and everything else. And what I often do is I got to keep my my focus on what we're especially great at. It doesn't mean we don't expand. It doesn't mean we don't grow or learn new things. But it's about really knowing what we're really great at to bring value to our customer and then applying it to our customer's true need.
And all of this, the thing that I'm taking away from all this, Stephen, is that and where the honesty comes in, and that is that this above all to thine own self be true. You have to be honest to yourself about what your customers are telling you. Maybe what your customers are telling you is not what you want to do.
Yeah, and right? Actually that deals with point number three, the third biggest mistake, which is a perfect lead-in, which is not being aware of the greatest lies that undermine our success. And the greatest lies that undermine our success are the lies we tell ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
For example, that doesn't bother me when it really does. I can handle this and not realizing we need support. Or one of my favorites is, it's always worked the way I've done it. Really? I've never made mistakes? No, even the best businesses, going back to Apple, going back to many businesses, they've made mistakes. So kidding ourselves and suffering from confirmation bias and seeing what we want to see and lying to ourselves doesn't really help us grow. And that goes back to point number one, which is having people really challenge and support us and having those great mentors and advisors that we need in our life.
Absolutely. Mentors. I don't know what I'd do without the people who have set me straight over the years. And I quote them on the show all the time. Hey, Stephen, I need the website one more time, please.
It's justbehonest.com.
All right,
just
so
be honest. And if they mention the show, I'll send them the first copy, the electronic version of Just Be Honest, my first book, for free if they mention your show.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, be sure to mention the really smart guy on the radio. That's all you got to tell him. Quick break. Stay with me. Right back after these messages. You don't know.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.